Scapulitra, Ubata, Potoso Nabanama, Nebu Pagua. All right. And we're recording. I'm supposed to tell everybody that you're being recorded.
But it says...
Why aren't... No, that's the wrong one. It's JHey15. I didn't go live under that one, because I have too much stuff to set up.
Oh, so we are under yours.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it said we weren't live. I told him to go to X-Wing Files.
Oh.
Oh. That's my fault. Well, you got to set that up so we can use that one.
Yeah, I will. I just didn't want to go through all of it.
All right. We ready?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Elizabeth.
And no, Fabian's there somewhere. We're not live on on TikTok. Because it may still not be working. Who the hell knows?
It's temporarily unavailable.
But we do have a Twitch channel that we're going to get set up. So we'll definitely be broadcasting live on Twitch, hopefully going forward.
Yeah.
So when we broadcast.
We'll probably do TikTok and Twitch.
Yeah. We could probably do YouTube too.
We can start YouTube.
We have a YouTube. We have, when we started the podcast, we set up all the things except for TikTok because it wasn't a thing. And we just never used them.
Yeah.
I got a new one, too.
So,
Facebook is.
Oh, yeah, we could do Facebook.
We have a Facebook, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if my computer can handle all that, but.
Well, I mean, I could probably do one of them.
Well, that's the thing with OBS. You can put all those stream keys in, and it broadcasts it to all of them. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, uh-oh.
Well, this is a good thing to discuss on a live podcast.
Yeah, the baby's sick. So.
She looks fine.
Give her the thumbs up. Anyway, we're here to talk about the Skeleton Crew finale. The real good guys. And so we're going to spoil all of Skeleton Crew. If you didn't watch it, maybe don't listen. So while Elizabeth tends to her child, Jacob, what'd you think about the finale of Skeleton Crew?
It was all right.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us, folks.
It wasn't my least favorite episode, but it felt like they just tried to end it.
Yeah. What'd you say, Elizabeth?
I said, ask me what I thought.
Yeah. What did you think?
I didn't like it at all.
Yeah. So I'm going to be the outlier here.
It just felt like they were trying to be done with it.
Thank you. I didn't think it felt like they were trying to be done with it. To me, it felt like they were trying to not be done with it and leave it open for more rather than close out the story. And that's the thing that frustrated me the most. So,
yeah.
I guess I'm the outlier there.
I mean, yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was said, but they were talking about him not being a Jedi, and he was just like, well, this lady, or this Jedi, took me in, and then I watched them brutally murder her, and so, I don't know, it was weird.
I assume he means Order 66.
So. I don't think so, because he said they hunted her down, or hunted them down, so I figured it was the Inquisitors. Because Order 66, it was pretty brutal, but it wasn't
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
the Inquisitors probably tortured.
Yeah.
Because they were a bunch of punks.
Yeah. So
that's what I thought.
So that opens up the question of, like, which Jedi, though, right?
Yeah. Because
who survived Order 66?
I don't know. They add new people all the time.
Ahsoka! Well, Ahsoka's not dead, though.
So. Not yet. Mean... This could be before Ahsoka's demise.
All right, so let's see. Who survived Order 66? Obi-Wan, Ahsoka, Yoda, Kanan, Jocasta Nu, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about her.
Grogu. A bunch of people I'm not recognizing.
Ahmad Best, his character.
Yeah, Kelleran Beck.
Yeah, Kelleran Beck.
So, do you think it was a Luminara?
It could have been.
Because we know she survived.
Luminara Unduli.
Yeah. And I don't remember how she died or if we saw how she died.
I thought she died in the clone. No, she didn't die in Bad Batch. Maybe it was in Rebels?
How did Luminara die? Let's see. Executed by the Grand Inquisitor on Stygian Prime.
In Rebels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I need to rewatch Rebels. I want to get Hudson to watch it. I think he would like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it frustrates me to know him that there's no animated Star Wars, like, consistent presence anymore. But that's another podcast altogether. Going back to the beginning of the episode, he says something that gets repeated, I swear to God, 5 times in this episode. Cold hard credits. I got so tired of hearing cold hard credits, but whatever. It picks up exactly where the last episode left off, which was nice, but also just like, I don't know. He looks so menacing with that lightsaber. Like, why is he brandishing the lightsaber like that? And nobody's just like, whoa, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
You know, like, just for the kids? Like, to intimidate them?
Yeah, I guess that I was kind of disappointed in his character a little bit.
Elizabeth says yes.
Yeah.
In Jod's?
Yeah.
I don't know if I... Disappointed is not where I was at, but like I get that.
The reason why is because, you know, for pretty much 7 episodes, he's kind of nice, and then that's his downfall every time. He would have gotten everything he wanted if he wasn't nice, but he's.
So did you want him to, like, go full on, like, kill the parents, I'm the bad guy?
No, I just wanted him to be one or the other. Just the whole middle ground thing. I don't know, it's like
in trying spots. To have your cake and eat it, too. Like, they didn't want to make him a full on bad guy.
Yeah.
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 Like, yeah. Just
pick one. I mean, I get it, because, well, Hondo's not really that way, but he's... I don't know. He's out for himself. But if Jod was really out for himself, the decisions he would have never let
those pirates get on that planet. Like, he would have told them it was okay that they could come through, let them all die, and then taken all the credits.
Yeah.
Like, but I think he did get it in his head that like he was gonna rule the planet. And then he has this, like, weird change of heart, almost. And I don't know. To me, like, the flip to, like, full-on bad guy happened so quick that the flip back to, like, I didn't want to hurt anybody. Like this all could have been okay. But it does come when he literally thinks one of the kids is dead now.
Yeah.
And, like, that kind of makes it real, despite the fact that he invited all his pirate buddies onto the planet to, like, start blowing
plunder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, he did tell them not to hurt anybody because so they could be workers.
Yeah. But, I mean, you start blowing up buildings, like.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like, the eggs, like, not to jump ahead, but the X-Wings come in to save the day and don't do anything any different. Like, yeah. They caused just as much destruction, yeah. Which was baffling to me. That always bothers me in movies.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird that, like, I don't know how, kind of what you're saying, like, how he flipped really quickly. But, like, there's no way. I kept being like, why does he want them to get on the planet so bad? Like, why is he trying to share this with all these people? And it's like, are they really as bad as, like, you think they are?
I do. I think it's a failure of the show that they don't elaborate on Jod in a way to make that make sense. Because yeah. I do think what's there is you have the, like, what brief history he gives us of his childhood, growing up, like, just trying to be able to feed himself, like, yeah. Trying not to starve, having this one person show him some empathy, and then having to watch her be murdered, like, that's really messed up and will put you in a, like, a place where you do stuff like this. And for him, the pirates, despite everything, that is his family.
Yeah.
And so he does want to feel like that family thing. And but he also wants to be in control so that nobody ever takes that family from him. But the show does, like, that's me filling in the blanks. The show doesn't ever really fill in.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
I like the fact that they don't give us a resolution for his character, but only if this isn't the end of his journey.
Yeah.
Like, for us to never see this character again and that's where we leave him, that's gonna piss me off.
That's a waste.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I just don't think Jude Law would accept that kind of role. Just to be in Star Wars. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's probably something bigger.
I mean, they can promise him everything, but this is the lowest rated Star Wars premiere they've had on Disney Plus.
Really? That's
even crazy. The Acolyte had more viewers. But I also think the Acolyte, like, had viewership up to a point, and then people were like, nah, man. Yeah, and then just dropped off.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when you do something like that, it kills the next project.
Yeah. Like, just like Solo.
Yeah. You know, people had such an adverse reaction, and Solo came so quick on the heels of Last Jedi, which made a lot of money, but riled so many fans up, they were just like, nah, we're not going to see Solo. I mean, we've seen it with Marvel last year. The outside of Deadpool Wolverine, which I know counts, but feels like its own separate thing. Agatha is, like, creatively the best thing that Marvel has done in years.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody watched it because everything they've put on Disney Plus has started out decent, like, outside of Loki and WandaVision, started out decent and then just been a mess. So, well, I like Ms. Marvel. I like almost all of it, but I tend to be a lot more forgiving than a lot of people.
Miss Marvel was good though.
Yeah. But like Moon Knight pissed me off. It really pissed me off. I love that character, and you just turned it into this like big CGI like mess at the end where he wasn't even part of it. But anyway, yeah. That's a whole
you other, wasted Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, that's a whole other podcast. But yeah, unfortunately, nobody's gonna watch this show because they have a bad taste in their mouth from other things. And I don't think the show, I love it. I think it's fun, but I don't think it's good enough to get people, like, if you convince them to watch one or two episodes, I don't think it's good enough that they'd be like, okay, Star Wars is back. You know Skeleton what I mean? Skeleton Crew? Yeah.
So, our friend of the lives, I guess, Grace, she started watching it, and she said she really likes it. But, yeah.
Is she a Star Wars fan, though?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody hates Star Wars like Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
So, they're looking for something to hate.
Yeah, so. And that's the thing. Like, I didn't come into this one expecting anything. I just wanted to see... I was just hoping that it would be good. And I think it was good.
Yeah.
But to me, it's impossible to do this show in 30-minute episodes. They should have been an hour long, easy.
Yeah, at really least like 42, 43 minutes.
I think the last one should have been at least an hour long.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like they've been doing that, though, because Mandalorian episodes haven't been that long. Yeah, like,
they've been pretty short.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a money thing.
Yeah, and I also think that, seriously, like, I don't, like, this isn't, like, my ego or anything, but I swear to you, I could write better stories than these people that are writing stories for these shows.
Halo. Well, yeah, for sure. I like the story for Skeleton Crew.
No, I do like that. I do, but the ending just felt to me. Yeah. It felt flat. It felt flatter than the rest of the show.
Finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the supervisor because I want to know is that like the biggest disappointment for y'all?
Yes. I was like, really?
I thought it was funny.
You know, I liked him. At first, I was like, he's just a stupid robot. This is such a Wizard of Oz thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, but when he's talking with Jod and stuff, I liked him.
I liked that part.
Because when, like, I forget who says, what's her face? The girl. She's like, he's lying or whatever. And he's like, I knew it. Call the guards. Like, because you could tell, like, he was, like, playing along, like, yeah, yeah. Okay, dude, yeah. I know you're not who you are, and then, of course, I don't know, so, I wish we had more of that.
It does, like, answer some questions that we had without really telling you the answer, because we wanted to know, like, why the Empire hadn't done, like, why hasn't the Empire visited this planet? And, like, is it just because, like, the war started and then it was just forgotten? Because, like, he says the last transmission they got from the Republic stated that the Jedi were traitors.
Yeah.
Which means they haven't had any contact with the outside world since then, apparently.
Yeah.
That's episode three.
That's Order 66.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
I didn't.
That's it like didn't 3 really, years.
Yeah, it didn't really add up to me because there were hints at that the adults had some sort of contact with the outside.
But
in the other episodes, did they? I don't know. But they kind of acted like, I don't know. I have to go rewatch it because it's been so long. But I feel like there was an episode where this, what is her name? The girl's mom.
The mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she says something. Something about, like, her contacts or something. I don't know. I can't remember. But.
I mean, I really think it's just all coming from the supervisor.
Yeah.
So. And. That's just. How do you exist for 40 years? Like, I might be a little off. It might not be quite 40. But, I mean, Luke's born when they issue, like in that span of a few days.
Yeah.
And he's, what, 24 or something by the time the Empire falls?
Yeah, probably.
So even if this is right after that, it's still like 25 or 30 years.
Yeah. So, and they're just pumping credits out.
Yeah. Like, and just storing them in these vaults underground.
Yeah.
With no, like, I don't know. At some point, nobody in this on this planet was asking themselves, like, what is this for?
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess the flip side of that is, if you have everything you need and you just have to go to work every day and push buttons, like,
I mean, you're not gonna think about it.
You know, it's the kids that are gonna think about it. Like, why are we doing this? Like, what is this all for? Like, this is what you want your life to be? Just to sit at a desk and hit a button? And
not even then, though, because the adults were kids at 1.2, right?
I mean, yeah, but we don't know that, like, they didn't question it, and it just gets, I don't want to say beat out of most of us, but, like, growing up, like, just in the real world, like, that sense of, like, what's it all for tends to, like, fall out of you as you get older.
Yeah, because you're like, well, I got to go to work, and then you're not thinking about.
And I got to clean the house. I got to fold the laundry. I got to do the dishes. I got to mow the lawn. I got to, like, I got all this stuff to do. What's it all?
I got to feed the pigs.
Yeah. I don't have time to worry about that. But when you're a kid and you're looking at your parents like doing the same thing every day, like, I don't want to do that. Even though all of us, almost all of us, just wind up doing that.
Yeah.
So, like, in that way, it's like a very traditional kind of coming of age story.
Well,
Wim's dad, like, if they did not give him, like, a moment of retribution's probably not the right word, but, like, I was like, oh my God, man. Like, this guy, like, the robots are going to save you, man. Like, and Wim's like, they are not working. They're not going to save us. Come on, man.
I really did like that scene, the speeder bikes. That was really cool.
Yeah. I do think that this episode probably has I don't want to say the worst special effects of the show so far, or in its entirety. Because it's not that they were bad, but they were less practical than the rest of the show. And that's probably just because of the ships and the bikes and the, you can't really do that. You have to do all that stuff green screen.
Yeah.
So, we did get to see Fern finally get his bath, though.
Yeah.
Not Fern, sorry.
Neil.
Sorry. Fern's the girl. Yeah. Neil in the bath when the power's out and he's like, Mom, Dad. Yeah. That was really funny. Because he's been talking about wanting a bath literally since they, like, left the planet. What'd you think about 33 still alive?
It was funny.
Yeah. I really like 33. He's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like KB too. KB saved the day.
Yeah. KB.
I mean, I guess
Neil they with all the, did. The turbo laser, which.
Yeah.
I know that that's a Star Wars thing, but it is like. It's a dumb name for a weapon. Going back to when's the first time we see one? Like Return of. No. Empire?
No. Episode. Four.
They're in the new post? Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the Death Star.
Oh, okay, yeah.
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 Not like that. They're towers.
I was thinking about the ball cannon thing.
Yeah.
So we see them on Hoth, right? So
essentially, yeah.
Yeah. But I hate Turbo Laser. It sounds like such a cheesy 80s.
It sounds like an American Gladiator.
Yeah. I'm going to beat you with my turbo laser. but yeah, I did like the fact that like the reason he knows where it is, like them running into all of that in the other planet at whatever. I can't remember its name.
At Scranton.
Yeah, Scranton.
the electric city.
And I mean, we still don't have answers about a lot of stuff like that. Like, why were all these planets
created
so similar?
What, like, how far did you say? It's like 30 years?
Don't know exactly when.
Okay, so this roughly takes place. 30 years.
I would say between 30 and 50 years.
Well, if he was in their late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, so they're what?
Close to mid-30s, like, maybe?
So the kids are only like third generation, probably.
Yeah.
Of the planet.
Well, no, because the planet can go back to old
forever,
old
Republic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean since the war.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So like, their parents would have been.
Dad, that doesn't make sense because his dad is kind of shutting down the Jedi idea thing.
Yeah.
So his dad of all people should know that Jedis are real.
He would have been a little kid.
Yeah, he would have been like two or three.
Right. Little kids wouldn't remember that.
Yeah, he would have been older than that, right?
Mm.
That is like in his 40s.
I'd say he's in his 30s.
With a 13-year-old? I mean, he might be 40. So.
He's between 30 and 40. He would still be too young. Well, you don't know, because they've been shut off from the galaxy regardless. Yeah. They've been hidden for so long.
He would have been under the age of 10 when the Jedi were declared enemies of the state. And that's if they knew a lot about Jedis before that.
Right.
I assume they did because it's in their storybooks or.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, but those.
They obviously did because he's reading about it like it's a little kid's novel.
Yeah, but.
Think about Luke, though. Like, Luke is 18 at the start of A New Hope. Somewhere in there. And so it's been 18 years. And it's like, yeah, Jedi are not a thing, man. Like, that's hokey religions and, you know, laser swords. It's all bogus. It's all just nonsense. So.
It's just hard for me to follow that because, like, there's so much Jedi and Sith and.
Well, that's because that's what you're watching.
No. I'm saying, like, throughout the whole galaxy. You know what I mean?
Well, that's just because that's all the Star Wars you see.
Yeah, but if you...
Like, if it was a day in the life of star, like somebody living in a galaxy far, far away, you would not see a lot of Jedi and Sith, and like you just wouldn't see that stuff.
Yeah, but if I had Jedi powers and the Jedi were no more, like Jod or whatever his real name is, I would be using them all the time. And then if I found a lightsaber, like, you don't think people just randomly throughout the whole galaxy found like Jedi
lightsaber stuff? Post Empire. If you exhibited force ability and somebody found out about it, you got reported, you died.
Right.
They were hunting you down and kill you.
But like, Wim found I keep saying Jedi. Wim found the lightsaber, and it was.
That's because that pirate had it. Yeah, the pirate had it on his ship.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's little things like that throughout the whole galaxy, and you don't think people find that stuff?
There's not that many.
Like, I'm going to sell this.
Elizabeth, it's like one. It's like in the entire galaxy population, Jedi are less than 1%. Like, think of how many billions.
And how did they rule shit?
Because they had the Force. Yeah. And they didn't rule. They were just there to...
They were the...
They're like advisors.
The galaxy, so... But it, like at the point we're at in the Star Wars universe or where they're at, it's like finding not fossils, not the right like analog.
There's probably more. Well, yeah, there's way more dinosaurs. Like the ratio of dinosaurs to humans, there's way more than trillions of.
You got to think about it in terms of like something that used to exist. Like, what's something that existed like when your parents were like teenagers that like are like
A-tracks. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of an analog. Like, if you found an 8-track, you'd be like, what the hell is this? Or not you, but like if Harley is 12 and finds an 8-track, she's not going to know what that is. And there's not any, like, you have the internet that can explain it, but Star Wars doesn't have that. So, like, there's no thing. Like, but Wim knows what a lightsaber is because he's read it in story. Yeah.
But no one ever thought to be like, oh, well, how did we win the war against them? No one thought to be like,
the Empire erased that
who
stuff.
Who is head of this war right now and is like, you know what I mean? Like, no one
think about it in terms.
Okay, hang on, Elizabeth.
And then there's droids.
Elizabeth, who is head of the Taliban right now? Do you know that?
Exactly. I don't think so. That's what I was getting. You gotta think, like, think of real world analogs.
Yeah.
Who?
I hear you.
Who is the head of the Taliban or Al Qaeda?
No.
There you go. The Empire technically.
But we know.
People know. People that are living normal lives don't know, and that's what you're seeing in the show, especially. But generally, that's what you get. Like somebody who's just getting brought into this world.
So basically, they're like, Jedis are like fairy tales.
Yeah. Now, at this point
really existed. It would be like, I don't know. It would like telling somebody about the Pony Express who doesn't have a concept of what a horse is. And they'd be like, what? Like, people are riding around on animals delivering the mail. Like, that sounds
ridiculous.
Completely made up.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that ever... I guess a decent example is... And I think it was a TikTok thing, but all my nieces were on it for a while talking about Helen Keller never existed.
Yeah.
Because that's impossible. And I'm like... No, it's not. And she definitely existed. But it's a whole thing, you know.
They were saying she's like a liar. She was either not blind or not deaf.
Yes. So, because you can't learn, or you know, it's stuff like that where, like, once somebody, like, once you put that out there and you get, or there are people that think that the Earth is flat. Every other planet that we can see in this damn solar system is orb shaped, but the Earth is flat. Okay. Like, that doesn't make any sense, but people believe. So the people not believing in something that only went out like 25 years ago, you know, it's the same as like if a creature went extinct and 25 years later you were telling somebody about a duck filled platypus and they were like, yeah, you're making that up.
Or the dodo bird.
But we know. You're
making it up.
So if we were in the galaxy and...
We are in a galaxy.
We know that galaxy, the Star Wars galaxy.
I mean, we could be. We know
that there was a war. It took a lot of people, right?
Yeah, but like once the war is... I mean, it's just like in the real world. Once the war is over, it's just like...
Which war are you talking about? Are you talking about...
The Republic fighting the war.
Are you talking about... The Republic versus the Separatists? Are you talking about the Empire versus the Rebellion?
The Empire versus the Rebellion.
Well, that's not a war. That's a rebellion.
That's different because it's not...
They think that the Empire... Most people think that the Empire are the good guys.
To a certain extent.
Yes.
Or I wouldn't say good guys, but the authority in charge.
Right. They... Because the
like they're the government. It is the government.
Yeah. I mean,
and the government is lying.
And currently in the real world, no matter which side you're on, you can find people that will tell you that their side is telling the truth. That their side is right.
And
they're the all wrong.
That's the thing. I think you're thinking of it as like World War II. Like World War II, yeah, that's
the way totally you see different. It now. That's the way you see it now. That's not the way it was seen back then.
Well, and the fact that people lost their lives because the battlegrounds involved the countries. It involved everything in Europe. But like in Star Wars,
they just fight in
space. When the rebels fight the Empire or you know whatever, it's not, well, some of it is, I guess, like, it depends.
It's mostly on backwater planets where there's no, because they're hiding.
Yeah, and it's never like this army versus this army until it's like the Battle of Endor.
Yeah.
It's like guerrilla warfare, honestly, not really. It's like what Saw Gerrera was doing.
That confuses me because in all the movies, there's like, well,
that's because that's what you're seeing.
Yeah,
you're not seeing the day-to-day, the build-up. You're seeing the culmination of all of that.
Did you watch Andor? You didn't?
We talked about Andor, didn't we? Was it just me and Jacob?
It wasn't me. That shit was boring.
It was pretty boring.
that's the point.
So it's... You're watching the people storm the beach at Normandy. Like, that's the real world comparison. What you're not seeing is the absolutely, like, boring stuff that leads up to that. On not that there wasn't a lot of, you know, bad things that led up to it. But all the, like, machinations behind the scene. But... That's more like the Separatists versus the Republic.
Yeah.
And this is honestly more like the Rebellion versus the Empire is more like the United States versus England. Except England came to our shores and the Rebellion is having to go where the Empire is.
Yeah.
So... which is why most people in the galaxy probably don't like the Rebellion is not something they want to be troubled with. Like, because they think you're going to lose. They
kind of have to seek out the rebellion.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but
that, I mean, people do know about it. I mean, Luke knew about it. He didn't know a lot about it, but he knew there was something going on.
I think the only reason he knew about it was because of stuff that we don't see in the movie.
Yeah.
Like Biggs going off and,
Yeah. Because he was going to join the Imperial Academy or something like that.
Just to fly starships.
Yeah.
So he was going to go be an Imperial officer or whatever, like join the Academy and fight for the Empire just so he could get off this backwater planet.
So how come he didn't show any signs of being like force sensitive?
Luke?
Because there was no, like, because at some point they told Obi-Wan, you can't come around. And there's nobody there to...
They probably suppressed it.
Yeah.
And we don't know that he didn't.
So is it like Harry Potter when, like, you become a squib?
No, Harry Potter's like Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars isn't like Harry Potter.
Well, you know what I mean. Like,
I don't know enough about it to comment on that. I don't know what a squidbilly is.
A squib is like when you suppress your magical powers and then your powers basically turn in on you.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I don't know. We don't know enough about Luke's childhood.
Artemis said, hey.
No, I said, hey back.
Well,
I can't see the chat, so.
That's why I was wondering.
Oh, I can pull that up.
We got way off base from the show.
Because I'm trying to figure it out in my head. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I feel like they fucked up because it doesn't make sense.
Like, which...
Sorry.
Now we're banned.
Yeah.
Dang, I already got a message.
Just
kidding.
I was like, really?
I mean, like, specifically for the people on At-Aten, it does make sense because they have been cut off from the rest of the galaxy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense because they have little storybooks telling them about the Jedi.
Yeah,
but I think it's old
Yeah,
Jedi.
Who put that in his hands? You know what I'm saying?
It's for them, it's like...
Well, they're obviously learning about...
It's like stories of knights from the old days.
Like Crusades.
Yeah.
She said Twitch is unfiltered, so I can say fuck all I want.
Yeah, but the podcast that we're recording is not. So when it gets uploaded to iTunes and somebody reports us. So I think it's you're fine. You've said it twice, but you can't... I don't think you can use it in context of...
a certain thing.
The
storybook thing, we just kind of have to like think of, I think it's easier to think of as just an Easter egg and not like an actual story point in the show.
Yeah.
Like it's just this fun little Easter egg thing that
I guess it's just tripping me up because the whole freaking show is about him wanting to go on an adventure and be a Jedi. And it's like,
going on an adventure.
Then he meets a Jedi, and he's like, oh, he's going to save us, blah, 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 blah.
When our parents were growing up, our dads wanted to be cowboys, a la like Roy Rogers. And those were things that hadn't existed in the way that they thought of in a very, very long time.
Right. But like I'm just saying, like, that would be the equivalent of me meeting a mermaid. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that they're saying they're fairy tales and, and made up. I think they're saying that's a thing that doesn't... Okay. That's a thing that doesn't exist anymore. So
I took it as, so The only thing that doesn't make sense to me is that this is, well,
I hope she means she's watching episode 8 of the show.
Yeah,
not episode 8 of.
Yeah, she's watching
actually,
the
actually
show.
If you're watching episode 8 of Star Wars, Jacob and I disagree. I think The Last Jedi is fine. It's episode 9 that is absolutely trash. But
I like episode 9.
I would say episode 8 is a different F word and add ED to it. I thought, like, so to it's me, so we know farted? Ad Adden is hidden away. It's from the Republic. So
there's no transmission in, there's no transmission out.
There, except for the fact that they, now that we know that, spoilers, close your ears, Grace, that the superintendent, or whatever his name is.
Superintendent.
Yeah, he knew that the last message he received, the Jedi were, or betrayed him. So, but I looked at what he had as kind of like curriculum, or like just like a historical book. If you watch the end credits, did you watch any of that?
Oh, me, yeah. Or Elizabeth?
Whoever.
I mean, I did. It's the storybook.
Yeah. So it's showing, it's nothing we know about. It's just showing whatever happened to that Jedi, you know, whatever. So, I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was just
lowered volume.
I want to talk about a couple of other things that I thought were fun in the episode that aren't major, like, story points. When Wim and his dad get back home, and his dad is, he's like, home-cooked meal.
Nothing like a home-cooked meal.
it's a microwave dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for this guy, but yeah. I feel bad for Wim that he, like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm glad his... This sounds so bad. I'm glad his dad kind of grew a pair by the end.
Yeah.
But, like, just so much dropping the ball and not understanding, like, what he's talking about. Like, that's not a home-cooked meal, man. Warming something up in the microwave or whatever the Star Wars equivalent is, not a home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Disgusting, too.
Yeah, it did. Has there ever been any Star Wars food that didn't look disgusting?
Those chips? The chips that Leia gives to...
Okay, Wicked. Yeah.
It just looked like club crackers or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought the
and he was like, yum, yum.
That looked good.
The what?
The bread that Rey made out of water.
No.
I was like, I would eat that.
It's
like
it just manifested itself?
No. Rehydrated bread? No.
Yeah.
Like, I would not trust that.
One quarter portion.
Oh, and the blue milk. That
looks
fine.
Like, straight from the teat?
Okay. I said Luke's, like, on, what's the name of the planet he's on?
I don't know.
Octu?
Yeah.
Do you want the processed milk on Tatooine or fresh straight from the teat from Octu? Isn't that what it was? I want to.
Yeah.
You can make a stupid joke, Octua.
Did you notice that when it's not the superintendent. What? Now I can't. Supervisor. When they meet the supervisor, he tells, what's her name's mom, that I've been watching you and your daughter with great interest.
Yeah.
And that's what the Emperor says to Anakin in episode one, right? He says, we'll be, and you, young Skywalker, we'll be watching your career with great interest. Right?
Yeah, that's because he made Anakin.
Yeah, but, like, I know it's not really a reference, but, like,
yeah,
I heard that and I was just like, oh, this droid is evil.
Yeah. He does come off funny.
Yeah.
Mischievous.
So,
he's like, oh, so are you lying about this? Or are you lying about this?
That was great. That was so great.
Which one is it?
In my notes, I have just this one question. It says, why does the pirate ship look like a price gun?
It does. You know what, though? Like, that scene when it comes in and it stops, it's pretty, like, eerie and scary.
Yeah.
And then they start opening fire. Yeah, that... I was like, dang, that's...
But the ship looks like a prize gun.
It does.
When you pull it off the thing at the...
What people?
I can't remember. Did they...
The pirates?
Yeah.
They kill all the pirates, except for Char.
They all die?
Some of them probably get away.
Yeah, I don't think they died. They crashed into the river or whatever. The X-Wings shoot them down.
I was just like, what jail are they going to? Like, what happens to Jod?
Jod escapes, I'm pretty sure.
I've seen it twice. If you watch that very last scene with Jod, and he's watching the ship crash, he's kind of smiling. And you could read a lot into that. Like, is he smiling because he did seem to have a little bit of a change of heart there at the end? Or because, like, he has a plan to get away, or what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, do you think they have a prison on this planet? Like, are they gonna?
No.
Yeah, me either. No, because there's nobody bad on this planet. No. How do you have a planet full of people and nobody's bad? What must that be like?
No, that's not true. Because there's those little kids. They seem kind of bad. Like,
yeah, but
they get corrected though. I'm
yeah,
sure.
Not in a way that's like
not,
they're gonna murder somebody. Yeah. More in a like, we played.
They're not scoundrels.
Yeah.
Which we know some pretty heroic scoundrels from Star Wars. Yeah.
So that they did destroy the barrier, which Fern's mom doesn't want to do, and stops her from doing, which was very frustrating. Like, I get you don't want your whole world to change, but you're all going to die.
Yeah. I mean, that's a heck of a thing to do, though. That'd be like destroying our ozone layer. Oh, wait.
The ozone layer grows back.
I'm just kidding. I really don't know much about the ozone layer, but... except for cows are destroying it.
And the part where he picks up the lightsaber and makes sure he's pointing it the right way.
Yeah, that was good.
His story when he comes in? He's like, yeah, but we found that I have the founder crystal that lets me... I mean, Jod is not buying any of that for even a second. But, I mean, he is doing his job and keeping him distracted. You know, but Fern like immediately jumps in and is like, oh yeah, he's been communicating with the Jedi the whole time.
Oh yeah. I'm watching the part where the ship is, it does look like a price gun. It's even like leaned a little.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, like, I know that they used to do that, like, back in the old day. They would find things and then just, like, turn them into ships.
Yeah. And
it literally looks like somebody took a price gun.
Oh!
Like, we can make this into a ship.
I forgot to mention my favorite part of the episode. I bet you guys will never guess.
I don't know.
The B-Wings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We actually get to see them in action.
I was about to say, have we ever seen a B-Wing in action?
I don't think so. I wanted to say we saw something in Rogue One, but we didn't. We've never seen it in live action. It's a ship. It's like a... It looks like this.
It's really long. It's like this, and then it has short wings. Yeah.
Oh.
So it looks like a modified, like kind of like a cross.
Yeah.
And
I does he look like that?
Can y'all hear her breathing?
Yeah.
Come on, Sadie.
I need to know how that works with the B wings, because they have 4 points, two on top, or top and bottom, side to side, and they both go in to a point, and then the point, like, are they both? They all four go to a point, and then the point becomes the action. So, like, how are they focused into one point that moves forward?
No idea.
There's nothing in front of them to focus that in. That's...
I don't know, so it's like, freaking awesome.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. Like, if you watch it, like, it turns from a, like, disappointed look to almost a, like, it's going to be okay look. It's very, very brief.
I took that as, like, well, poop. My ship is going down with all my pirates. No money for me. And then turn around into, well, the kid did it. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's not... He's not really that upset. You know? And he doesn't fight. Like, he's got a gun. Yes. And Wim has a lightsaber that he doesn't know how to use.
He now, there. Weird.
That is maybe the single best shot in the entire show. Like, him with that bright white background and that... He's
old.
It is a guy who, like, all his plans have come to ruin. And it's just like, I had everything in the palm of my hand, and now it's all gone.
Oh, I mean, if God. He hurries, he could just go get the gold, some of it, leave with it.
So greedy, man. So greedy. All he had to do was get them to load his ship, which it was already loaded. Like, by the time KB takes off with it, it's full of gold.
Yeah.
He just load the ship, leave, never come back. Or, you have the ship, you can just come back.
Yeah.
But he was so greedy.
Yeah.
I'm so desperate for, like, to not have to be on the run, or, you know, I don't know. There's a lot more to his story, and it's going to upset me if we don't get to find out more about his past and where he goes next.
It did annoy me, though, with the whole... her mom thing. Like, she kept being like telling her, like,
yeah, Wim's dad comes around, right? Like, he tries to stop him on the bikes, he follows them, he buys into the plan, they get up there, he tells him he knows how to turn the power back on.
And what level sevens level system, seven systems you, coordinator.
Son, you are talking to a level 7 systems coordinator. He, I mean, he slugs Jod. I mean, this, what, twice in 3 episodes we've seen Jod just get clocked out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He about has his fingers broken, which, like, once you get Jod's backstory, it explains why he can't do the things that, like, full-fledged Jedi know how to do. Like, why he can't influence people, why he can't save himself. Like, he has very limited, like, force ability. It's like Broom Boy at the end of...
Broom Boy.
Yeah.
Last Jedi.
I mean, we don't know his name, right? That would have been a better, like, basis. Like, set this so far after Last Jedi and have him and just be Broom Boy. But that's whatever.
Broom Boy and Babu Frick to the rescue.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm with y'all on that this didn't set my, like, world on fire. But I think it's only bad if there's nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Then it's just upsetting.
It's kind of like the end of Lost.
Yeah. Like, okay, so that's... I mean, it literally ends with them finding KB alive. And then Neil saying, well, I guess you don't have to take the test now, Wim, because they crashed a freaking starship into the building, into the school.
Yeah.
And like, Wim looking at the X-Wings and his dad's calling his name, and then credits. And yeah, that's the end. Which is fine if there's something else after this.
Now, this is pod racing.
So, I guess it might be a while before we know if we're going to get any more of Skeleton Crew. But, like, what would you want in another season? Or
probably a time jump, because...
Yeah.
And it's got to be with him flying the ship or doing something. Like, Wim.
Yeah.
Because Wim even still, I feel like Wim and Jod would eventually come back together full circle, I guess. Because even at the end, when he was like, Jod, come on, like, get on the elevator with us. And he didn't.
Yeah. It would be interesting if either something happens and the kids have to find Jod because they need his help or some knowledge that he has.
Yeah.
Or if something happens with Jod and Jod has to reconnect with the kids and be like, hey,
yeah,
I know you don't want to see me, but I need your help.
Yeah. It'd kind of be cool to have like a Back to the Future ending where he comes back and he's like, we got to go back, back to the future. So like, yeah.
If they had time jumped at the end of this, like 1 year later, and it's just Jod shows back up on the planet, because the barrier's not there anymore unless they rebuild it. And Jod shows back up on the planet, and it, like, he just shows up at Wim's house and he's like, hey, I need your help. And then that's where you leave it. Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like the barrier is still there. All they have to do is flip that dang switch. Right?
I don't think it works like that.
Oh. Well, because, I mean, it showed them all going red, and then it showed them all going green, and then they just kind of...
I thought that they all blew up. All the little things blew up.
I don't think so.
So, because they called it I forget what they called it. They said it destroys the barrier. Not deactivates it, destroys it. Which is twice in this episode that we've had buttons that destroy things that wind up saving the day. So that's a little much, but it is what it is.
You know, ugh, okay.
So Artemis said, that's it. That was the end, and crying. Yeah. It's, we're not super happy if that's the end. We would like more. So
yeah.
Let's see. I don't think I have anything else in my notes. Oh, that this is, did you think it was weird when Wim's dad like goes to chase them down and finds that kid just sitting frozen on a speeder bike?
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know. Like, the kid's just sitting there. Like,
was he really... was he maybe like a robot or something? Like,
that's. I was like, is this not a real kid? What is happening?
No, yeah. They don't blow up. They don't blow up. They just turn off. It shows like an up close on one of them, and it just turns off.
Oh. Well, I mean, she says it destroys the barrier, so.
Well, it did. I mean, it destroyed the, like, cloud or whatever it was. Like, the electricity things probably still work. I don't know.
So can you turn it back on?
I don't know.
So.
I hope so, because if not, they're screwed. And.
Well, I mean, but it's the New Republic and.
Yeah, but there's still other pirates. There's a whole planet full of them.
Yeah, but, I mean, they don't know where Atten is.
I'm sure information travels fast, though.
So. I mean, yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah, I don't think it's coming back, but otherwise it wouldn't be that important to
turn it off. I watched that part with the kid you're talking about.
It's what weird. He's just like frozen, staring into the distance.
This is probably going to sound terrible, but
ship or something, I don't know.
This is what I want for season 2. Here. Of course it's not playing.
Nice, juicy, fat, warm profits.
That's better than cold, hard critics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that from?
It's Hondo.
Yeah, it's Hondo and Naka.
Oh.
The greatest pirate the galaxy has ever known.
Were y'all sad he wasn't in it?
Yeah. There's a damn weak white pirate in the show, and it's not Hondo.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, man. Make it Hondo. Artemis says she wanted some Ben Swolo.
Me too, girl. Swolo.
Not I.
That's why I said the last movie was great.
Because he dies?
No.
I need a hero.
Oh, because he's walking around without a shirt on? Oh. Anyway, y'all got anything else?
Nah.
Alright. Well, go follow us on... Maybe follow us on TikTok? I don't know. Like, you can try. You should definitely follow us on Twitch.
You will try.
Because we're going to try to... We'll be streaming definitely from there. Going forward. Jacob, you're killing me. Ripley has decided to join. So I think that means she's ready to go.
I'm gonna get banned.
Alright. You can email us xwingfiles@gmail.com. You can check out everything else we do over at xwingfiles.com. We have a Facebook page. It doesn't get used. But if you want to look for us on Facebook.
It used to.
So,
people used to post memes on there all the time.
Yeah. Facebook kind of stuff. All right. So I don't know if we'll be back next week. I think the next thing we plan on doing is going back to, or at least Jacob and I. Elizabeth didn't seem too keen on it. Going back to the Acolyte. And
yeah,
kind of trying to make some sense out of whatever that show was doing. So
we should do like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Just mock
it. Acolyte. Yeah.
I don't want to make fun of it, man. I want to try to find some good in that show.
There's no good.
There's got to be something. So.
I did like what's his face in it. I don't know his name. The guy from Squid Games. He was good.
Yeah, he was really good. So stay tuned. Go rate. Go subscribe. And we'll be back soonish talking about the Acolyte. So that'll fill the time between now and when the next season of Andor comes out. So I forgot how the podcast ends. Until then, may the force be with you.
Can't say I remember no Atten.
Always.